Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
DJ and Jamie.
There's a scam that's going on. You've heard of contact tracing, right? That's where they track you down if you've had the COVID-19, and they want your information, and they want to know who you've come in contact with, trying to figure out where they can isolate this and put a stopping point at the spread of the virus, right?
Correct.
And that contact tracing can happen when you fly. Certain states, when you land, you have to register. Is that? Did you have to do that in Arizona?
No, we didn't do anything like that.
Arizona doesn't care.
Look, they have the highest number. They're like, just spit on people.
They don't care down in Arizona.
No, they don't care. No.
Well, I will tell you this. With Arizona's rates being so high and at 114 degrees, the heat is not killing this virus, folks.
No, it's not. That is a study in itself, isn't it? Yeah, yes.
That's an automatic.
Yeah, right.
Because you've got the states that they claim that the spikes are really out of control, being Texas, it's hot as hell. In Florida, oh, God, it's hot down there. And then Arizona, where it's hotter than anywhere.
Wrong.
It's spreading, so that's BS.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
All right, these people that are out there that are trying to get your information, some are legit, I suppose.
No, they're not.
Well, some people are legit in contact tracing. There are organizations or situations where it's set up where they are doing it legit. But boy, oh boy, the scammers are out too.
But the legit people will not ask for your social security number or your credit card information.
And they're not going to call you.
And they're not going to ask you to use your credit card number to schedule a test.
And people are falling for it.
Well, they get really specific because they know too much. Because people on Facebook say that, so they could do it to me. I've posted on Facebook, obviously to the public, that I was in Arizona, which is a hotbed. So then they look up my number, they call me, and they say, we understand that you've recently traveled to Arizona and that you had contact with, let's say, Holly, you know, because I tagged her. Well, Holly has tested positive, and so we need you to schedule a test as soon as possible. Well, I probably don't call Holly right there because I'm on the phone.
No, you panic.
This guy knows my name, knows my phone number, knows I've been in Arizona, and knows that Holly and her last name because I've tagged her a moron.
And all the stuff that he knows about you, you just assume that this guy's legit, man.
Yeah.
How would he know that information,
right? I wouldn't even think about Facebook.
But he's scammed it. He's harvested this information from Facebook.
Right. So then he says, I need your credit card information right away because the tests are limited and we need to get you in right away. I need you to start quarantining yourself. And they make it sound like an emergency. And you're like, what? And you're like, you can't go to work. As soon as you get off this phone call, I need you to call your work. Don't go into work. We're the CDC. And, you know, we're asking you to quarantine. And they make it like, you're like, oh, crap. So you give out your phone, you know, your credit card, 555-121-287-0. And they're like, okay, tomorrow you have a test at 7 a.m.
Oh,
and please wear gloves and a mask, and we'll call your name at this location. And so you're like, okay. Then you start to go quarantine. You freak out. You call Holly. Holly's like, what? And by this time, already $10,000 has been charged on your credit card.
Oh, yeah.
It's that fast.
Yeah, and she's like, I didn't know what you're talking about. I didn't even take a test.
Exactly.
It's like, well, I just got it. Uh-oh.
But they're so believable. Yeah,
but this situation, this virus, and this contact tracing, and everything we've heard about it, and how they have to keep track of you, is the perfect opportunity for a scam artist.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't draw it up even anywhere near this. This is just perfect because we're all so sensitive. We're all scared to death. We're all ready to react to stop at any point. We can stop this thing. We want to stop it. And so you automatically just give that information.
So somebody said it's not only trolling on Facebook, but they trace you on your phone, too. I wonder how they do that.
Rats.
I know, right?
You rats.
Right? I wonder what that's all about. But
I don't know.
Just listen.
I could see me falling for that, though. Oh, just the way you explained it, I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was there.
She's right.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here's my credit card.
But the creepiest way they're going to trace us now, did you see that?
I did see it, yes.
That is... That
your
bothers
stool sample.
It's a fecal matter. What? They're going to look at our... You guys, they're taking our poop.
I will say this.
And they're going to put it under a microscope, and they're going to be like, oh my God, she eats a lot of nachos.
How would you like to have that job?
I will say this.
I know!
If I get called... I'm more likely to give up the poop than I am a credit card number.
No, you're not giving it up. They're taking it. We don't have any
come
rights.
Get it.
No, seriously, we don't have any rights to our poop. They're taking
it. Like
our
straight
poop.
From the sewer.
They
no
really
joke.
Are. They're sampling sewage and they're taking, like, that feels a little invasive.
Yeah, you know what? Once it leaves my house, I'm good.
But don't they? Here's my question. And I remember reading this and I still don't know if I'm right or not. But when, like, the president goes to a hotel or whatever, don't they take his poop with him?
They used to years ago.
Do they still
I've
do
always
that?
Heard that, but I don't know if they still do it.
Like a poop in a bag?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, they used to take the presidential poop.
I've always heard that years ago.
I don't know if they still do.
Yeah, I don't know if they do.
It was a whole presidential poop collection process. I would feel very uncomfortable if I'm the president.
Jamie,
and I'm
Jamie.
Like, why is there a trash bag
there? Once I hit that lever at the house,
yeah.
I'm good.
Really?
Yeah, I'm good.
It doesn't bother
where it
you?
Goes.
It bothers me.
I don't care. If they can grab it and trace it and run with it, I don't care.
Really?
it's all yours.
You don't feel like that's too much information?
No, I don't care.
Okay.
I really don't.
All right.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.